I want to also bring back into our conversation now the good and great Chris Hayes, who's been at the news desk for us tonight. Chris, what do you got?
So we've been following some of the first kind of reverberations of what appears to possibly be, obviously it's not been called at this point, but the market's beginning to price in the possibility of a Donald Trump presidency. The Dow is down 800. Now, here's an interesting data point. NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have halted trading on the futures market until the opening of equities markets tomorrow because they hit the 5% loss break, which essentially is an automatic emergency break that happens when crashes happen. So that trading's been halted. That gives you a sense of how global financial markets are most likely going to respond if it is the case that Donald Trump pulls out a victory tonight and is declared the president of the United States tomorrow when those markets open. Also, something else has crashed. The Canadian immigration website, this is not like some joke, it actually is crashed from apparently people's interest there. So we're just now, again, beginning to see how some of this is going to reverberate out across the world. There will be a lot more of that if this night continues in its current trajectory.
Again, just to be clear on that market data, Chris, it's the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. They have halted trading in futures because they've triggered the crash warning, basically.
That's right. So there, all those markets obviously trade during the day, during business hours. There's a futures market for off business hours. The futures market, if things are moving in the market while the market's closed, people will try to essentially get ahead of that for tomorrow. Those future markets hit their essentially bottom. They're automatic break switch. They've now opened back up again for trading, so we'll continue to monitor those.
Wow. While the Dow futures are down up over 750. Chris Hayes, thank you. Invaluable. You bet.